Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Thursday, softball night Thursday, July the 15th, 2021. Sturch, Gooch, and behind the proverbial glass, intern AJ, who is actually, I put him to work. Like, there's so much to do right now that I was just like, look, man.
He's on mute.
He is on mute right now. He'll chime in when asked to chime in, but he's grinding away.
And AJ's a legend, though, already.
I wrote it down. I said, I'm going to shout him out today. AJ Bascone, go follow him on all his stuff. He's got Fade the Public. He's got all these social media handles.
He's not allowed to talk yet. This is not a welcome.
You can just nod and say thanks,
to the show,
guys.
AJ. But we are going to let him get his podcast going. I don't know if we're going to throw it right on the network right away, but we have this equipment, and he's been saying,
I don't see why not.
No, all right. Well, you know, well, the reason why, it's the betting podcast, and it's the same reason why I question the blog.
Okay.
Now, I have nothing against. I just need to see results. I don't want him to start putting out picks and then people following his picks and be like, well, bro, where's your spreadsheets? Same reasons
I'm
why.
I'm sure he'll
earlier.
Get more involved.
But the underlying point that I'm making is he's been saying, oh, I want to do my podcast. And he's been so busy doing our books and things like that, yeah, that he actually hasn't been able to do his podcast. So, AJ, one of these days, if not today, tomorrow, put something down. We'll let you record.
Yeah, definitely. So he's been kicking ass, and of course, Production Pete.
He nods in the background.
Doing things from afar. Yeah, no, Production Pete also doing things from afar. Put together a nice banger of a reel yesterday that, oh, by the way, I know you're listening. Stop adding music to the goddamn reels, because we'll add the music. When you add music, it's copyrighted. It's blocked.
You can
like
pick the song and tell us what to add to it since you made the reels.
Right.
That said, when we put it in ourselves, it's not through Instagram.
Yeah, so Instagram's like, wait a minute, you can't make this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like all of a sudden, like moments after I post, I'm like, this is such a banger, great. It's like, you have been blocked. It's never blocked in the United States.
Did somebody post a Davante Adams and a Packers receivers hype video yesterday?
No.
Because I got a notification saying that, you know, our content was flagged. I was like, did I post this week? I feel like I might have posted that early, and I don't even think it's still up.
It's definitely not up. Yeah. I got it. That's actually kind of weird. But speaking of all the work that AJ's putting in, he's doing some, you know, he's making our graphics too. So these guys have a nice little graphic to promote their stuff. Speaking of that, the NIL athlete, chop athlete thing is really, really picking up. It's really, really good right now. The guys are starting to make money. We're going to, you know, we already paid out one guy. We're going to pay out the rest of our guys on like Fridays, like a payday. You know what I mean? And this is exactly what we wanted to do. And with that, I want to say kudos to us for finally getting a little burn. Little burn on the internet. According to 24/7 Sports, they found our stuff on Mike Tverdov, and they published it and put our brand out there for their literally hundreds of thousands of people that subscribe to all that 24/7 Sports stuff. So shout out to those guys. We finally got some rub. I shared it amongst the guys and in the Chop Sports Facebook group, and they were really receptive to it. Everybody seems to be on board, and things are moving in the right direction. So we are super happy about that. Also, shout out to Marcus Finger, the tackle for Maryland. He's been working hard for us as well as one of our graphic designers. Shout out to you, Gooch. I'm going to give it to you, man. Every time I say like, hey, man, we need this. And it's like, yep, it's up. It's like, boom, boom, boom. Like you're a fucking machine. So
tell that to fucking Joe Matarese.
Well, no, I won't tell that to Joe Matarese because here's the thing about Joe Matarese, and I'm not going to shit on him because he's actually one of my top comedians that I really do like, and I've liked him for a long time. But folks, never meet your heroes. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't meet your heroes. This is what happens. I met Jimmy Palumbo, and I'm like, damn it, he's an asshole, you know? But no, he's not an asshole. There was only one guy who's a complete jerk-off that I've met as far as my heroes are concerned. This is for the WWE fans out there. Ryback. Ryback was one of my guys. He was one of my favorite wrestlers because he was my trainer's best friend at the time. And I met him. I worked with him. I helped him sell his merchandise, kind of what Matarese is asking you to do for his shows. But I've worked with Ryback, and then all of a sudden they had a falling out, and he said, quote, fuck your students. And I was like, oh, cool. Even though I helped you, that's cool, bro.
Yeah.
Keep doing the
and
juice.
I have
and
no
calling
issue
it,
with Joe Matarese.
Calling
he's,
it supplements.
He's a great dude. It's just that I've been on 3 to 5 1-hour phone conversations with him about what I'm supposed to design, and I still don't know what I'm supposed to fucking design. It's just, what do you think of this? Should I do this? And it's like, bro, I don't fucking know at this point. Tell me what you want. I'll put it on a fucking shirt, and then we'll print it.
And then I saw the design walking in today. This is what he wants. And I was like, oh, that's so funny. Like, that is a funny shirt.
It's subtle but funny. Like, all the busy extra shit, bro,
You don't need
it. Not going to look good on a shirt. You don't need it. Let's just go with this, something plain and a little saying underneath it. Does it need to be a tour shirt? Does it? I don't fucking know, dude. I'm not you.
Right.
What do you want to sell at your show?
When we asked Jimmy, hey, Jimmy, this would be a funny thing to sell. 706 on a t-shirt.
I love being able to vent on the podcast because I know that these guys don't listen to our show.
It's a beautiful thing, right? It's like very therapeutic. I know for a fact, like guys like Ryback, well, he could probably break me in half. You know what? No, and, I won't even say that. You can't break me in half.
And that said, screw him. At the Brooks Theater next Friday, Joe Matarese is having a show. Then we will be there,
yes.
Dave and I,
yes.
Helping to promote his brand.
AJ, you're invited too if you want to go.
Yeah, the Brooks Theater, it's in Boundbrook. Right, that's close by New Brunswick.
It's literally 4 minutes from my house.
Everybody from Central Jersey pretty much knows where that is. So, if you're looking to go to a comedy show and get good laughs, go on joematarese.com and buy tickets.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Buy some shit.
It'll be fun. Yeah, shout out to everybody that's been helping us with the NIL stuff. We're very excited about that. That just keeps getting bigger and bigger as we release more shirts. We're up to 6 now, I believe. By the end of today, more than likely up to maybe 7 or 8. You know what I mean? So things are picking up. We're getting these guys their promise.
Jack McDaniels just hit me up asking to do a logo. He's like, oh, I got a decent idea for some logo designs. I'm glad that I didn't get started on his other design because then I would be like...
I'm telling you, once you give these guys that thought process, like, hey, you're going to be able to make money off of your creation and we'll put it out there for you, they're going to get excited.
I think a lot of these athletes are under the impression that it has to be something geared towards their sport that they're playing. It doesn't.
No.
It could be your brand.
Right.
We're going to put it on our store and attach you as the NIL athlete and a CHOP athlete, but it doesn't have to be anything to do with your team. It doesn't have to be you in a silhouette of playing the sport that you play. We don't even have to create you merch. We could give you merch and you could, however we want to work this out or you guys want to work this out, we're here to do it for
you. Yeah. And like for example, Josh Chandler, you know, Josh Chandler, came up with an awesome logo that my wife worked on for him, constantly. No, but that was good though. Look, you got to get these guys what they want because this is their brand. And now it has nothing to do with West Virginia. It's his brand. He's creating his own thing. And now that shirt is selling. It's selling immediately. As soon as we put it on the store, there's bing, 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 bing. We get all these notifications.
The idea is that, you know, a lot of these kids now, I say kids, but a lot of these men and women now are in their fifth year senior. So it's almost better for them to design something that's not with the school's likeness at all because
they're going to take it next year.
Yeah, they'll be able to carry that design over. And obviously we'll get into all the rest with the players individually, but
yeah, no,
that's what we're doing.
I think it's a cool thing. We've really, really picked up the pace as far as, you know, and I'm not saying we don't hustle every day, but there were days that we come in here and we're like, all right, well, what's next? You know what I mean? But now since this NIL thing, it's like a constant, we blink and it's 3 o'clock and we haven't eaten lunch.
I used to be excited for softball days and now I'm like, fuck.
We're going to have to escape work for it's going to be, softball. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how we react and how that translates to the field.
And I'm sure I'm going
to
hear all about Ben on my Packer podcast talking fantasy. I'm like, Ben, it's not a fucking fantasy podcast.
That's what I'm saying. I want to talk fantasy.
I will tell him an in-depth breakdown as to why he should take Barkley over Zeke.
You're going to have that conversation.
In the Keeper League today
and Ben,
at the softball game.
Ben, my man, listen.
And Ben, you better bring a fucking case of beer.
Yes, bring some beer tonight, Ben, if you listen to this prior to the game tonight, which you should. But also, Ben, as a personal note, I do gravitate to you more as the weeks go by. Like at first, I'm like, oh my God, this guy is like so annoying. But now I'm like, this guy's pretty cool. You know, he's a cool dude. Like,
I fuck with here, Ben. Ben's a good dude.
I do like Ben, and I think Ben... Your problem is you remind me some of my younger self when I was taking everything personal. When somebody disagrees with your opinion, just disagree with theirs and debate. Don't get
like
personal.
I disagree take Zeke over Barkley. Right. That's not an opinion. That is a fact.
I wouldn't agree with Gooch on that one. I wouldn't. But that's whatever, you know. So anyway, we'll get into game 4 as it went down last night. We're going to get into MLB second half predictions. We'll talk a little bit about our Yanks. First and foremost, this is something that I'm going to spring right on you right now because you don't know about this. But on August the 20th, it's a Friday, Mike Mercado is going to come into studio. Set up shop. It is the launch of Madden 22. We're going to set up something where he's going to be on the podcast. He's going to challenge some of our users. We're going to play some Madden over. And look at that. AJ's like, bring the smoke. I want all the smoke. You're good at Madden?
I'll kick that guy's
no,
fuck.
You won't. See?
No. Listen, if you want to talk about the betting and you want to diss me on that, I will take that. I will not take this in on sports games. I will fucking cook him.
Stop cursing, for Christ's sakes.
Sorry. I'm energized.
Also,
it's my birthday. I'm excited.
Wait, time out. It's your birthday?
It's my birthday. I said I'm going to the Yankees game for my birthday. That's what I said.
Happy birthday.
Bro. Thank you, guys.
How is this? Dun, 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 dun. Breaking news.
And speaking of birthdays, it was my nephew's birthday yesterday, and I didn't fucking say happy birthday to my nephew on the podcast, which is embarrassing, but little
and
man.
And he's an avid listener.
Little man. He's actually not. He's sleeping still, definitely, and when he wakes up, he's going to play
Roblox?
Fortnite.
Jesus
Roblox was like last year.
Oh, yeah. So 2020.
Now he's, no more.
Now he's back on Fortnite. And, you know, I went on Amazon and I purchased him like six little figures yesterday. When
and
I say six, I mean one.
And
I
shout out to AJ, too, not only for your birthday, but like a lot of, I don't want to say kids, your people your age, they'll like take off for their birthday. Like, it's my birthday. I'm not going to work. This guy shows up pretty much on time as soon as I get in the building.
With me, you know how I am. I don't even want people to know it's my birthday.
Now you do. So everybody out there, make sure you hit up and follow AJ and wish him a happy birthday today. Good shit, bro.
I appreciate it.
I did not know about
that.
Wow. Now I feel like a horse's ass, like not even knowing. But he did say that.
He didn't say.
He said he was going to the Yankee game. I don't remember him saying for my birthday.
It's his birthday month, so that's how these kids are now. So it's like my birthday month. It could be any day this month.
This is true. Very true. So the Madden thing,
actually, which. Grown men that act like.
Yeah, well.
Kasim. I calling him right out. It's my birthday month. I'm like, bro, you're 41. Get the fuck up.
I like Kasim. He's a
Kasim's my man.
He's a delusional. What, 49ers? Yeah, 49er fan.
He knows how to troll me. He knows how to strike a vein with me.
Yeah. Well, if you've known you long enough, you know how to do it. You know, hopefully within the next, I don't know, 6 months, I
feel
can do
like
it.
He only posts on Chop Sports to take a subtle dig at me, and I just rip him apart every time, and he just laughs. That's what it is.
That's
me and Kasim.
An unbelievable thing. Kasim's a good dude. All right. So last night, I will fully transparency admit that I watched most of the game. I fell asleep on my couch. Like, my brain just said, you know what, you've had enough and that's it, stop consuming stuff. And I fell asleep. My eye woke up, my eye opened and saw the unbelievable block from Giannis as the Bucks take game four, 109-103. So now this series is now a best of three. It's getting good. Giannis, not like he had a quiet night as far besides that block, points scored wise. He had a quiet night. Shout out to Booker, unfortunately. It seems to be a trend. These guys are scoring these massive points.
I think Giannis
points.
Played amazing down the stretch. So I'm going to get into that.
Get into it now. But. Yeah. I mean, look, I will say the things that I did write down there were like, this is like box score Dave right now. Like, I'm looking at the scoring and I'm looking at who did what. Middleton, my God, again, like 40 points. The guy in that, the biggest thing I take away from Middleton and Giannis, both played 43 minutes last night. So they are in the game. They don't leave the court.
About what, like, I'm curious to know why Devin Booker was out of the game midway through the fourth quarter. What was he sitting for?
Any injury?
No, because he came back in and he was playing really good. He missed a wide open layup down the stretch. And even though he had 40 points, that was a big, big miss. The refs kind of botched a couple calls.
As far as what?
Where, like, he definitely, clear as day, fouled Middleton on a breakaway, and they didn't call it, and it produced a wide-open dunk or a layup for Giannis.
Which so he was trying to tie him up?
Yeah, he was just trying, like, it was a definite clear foul he was trying to do, and either way, I mean, Middleton hits his free throw, so it might not even have been Middleton, because I was kind of fucked up.
Well, he did score 40-something
anyway.
Points, but, so it could have been.
Gonna say this, you know, I faded the sauce yesterday. Kyle Kerms put a video out saying the Suns are a lock. And I was like, I don't know, man. I'm feeling my gut. This one.
You said the home court was going to be a thing.
The home court's been a big thing. If the first team that could win on the road is going to win the series, meaning like if it goes seven, I know I said Suns in seven.
That would be a Suns victory in Phoenix.
Yeah, like the Bucks are going to have to win one on the road, obviously.
Whoever wants to win, it has to
win
one.
But I will say
this. Oh, that's not true.
I will say AJ said Bucks in six, and I'm going to finally give it a little bit of credence. After they were down 2-0, we were like, there's no chance. But now the Bucks, man, they're resilient. This is the second time that they've tied a series down 2-0 in the postseason. Giannis, like I said, down the stretch, Giannis played amazing. He had
Who did he stuff into the earth? Who was the shot? Ayton?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can try. It's okay, bro.
You don't have to whisper that. I understand. So, yeah, but now he fucked me up.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Giannis played good down the stretch.
Giannis played great down the stretch. There was a situation where he got a rebound late, and there was a foul situation, and before he could get fouled, he dumped the ball off really fast. There was a breakaway in transition that was probably the biggest shot of the game. I don't even know how to pronounce the Irish guy's name, McDonough. Donahue. That guy, sure. The white guy on the Bucks that plays. All right?
Just call it how you see it, bro.
Not Brooklyn Lopez.
Not Brooklyn Lopez.
But Giannis had a transition. He was pretty much barreling towards the basket, and it looked like they had somebody set up in the spot outside the danger zone. He would have been probably called with a charge, and he dished a little bounce pass to the corner and banged a fucking three to take the lead by two. That was probably the shot of the game. That was the first time the Bucks had the lead, I think, since the entire fucking game, really. I don't think they led once. And once you took over, the crowd was too raucous. We had my boy Big Z, Zadarius Smith, in-house.
Oh, I like him. I like him. Yeah, I like him a lot.
No love on the preseason top 10 rushers list. He didn't get added. And you know who else didn't get added? Jair Alexander didn't get added to the top 5 corners list. And
he might be the best corner in the league.
I know. And neither and Adrian Amos didn't even get named in the top 10. I like it because...
Oh, no, you want to be there. This is why, like, when Dak and Zeke, for me, 7, all right, cool. That's fine. Let's see.
But no, not even 10, not even 5. Jair Alexander is arguably the best defender in football.
Well,
right now.
Much like you said yesterday when we said, well, hey, how about we dive into the wide receivers? You're like, there's so many. There's so many corners. You know what I'm saying? So maybe he's 11th. You know, but like.
What?
I'm just saying, like, there's tandems. There's
don't
also
make
tandems.
Me pull up numbers on,
there's also
on
tandems,
right
is
now.
What I'm saying. There's a lot of cornerbacks in the league.
All right, but anyway,
there's a nickel corner
back
that could
to
be
basketball,
good.
Right?
Mm hmm.
Great series so far. The NBA playoffs have continued to deliver. I still go Suns in 7, but
okay.
The Bucks are really... I want the Bucks to win so bad. So in this case, I'm hoping that my prediction is wrong.
Because you've been a Bucks fan for how long?
Honestly, I've never been a Bucks fan, but I've always been a Packer fan.
Right.
And Milwaukee, Green Bay, it's kind of the same
people.
Do you
ever gravitate to the Brewers for whatever reason?
Of course.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, Ryan Braun in the beginning was my guy.
Okay.
I loved Ryan Braun. And even CeCe when he had that little run with Milwaukee and he pitched 9,000 innings every third day in their little playoff run. CeCe was the man back then. CeCe is still the man.
CeCe is still the man. Like, and now he's half a man,
but
by
yeah,
the way.
Of course I'm a Bucks guy. I'm a Brewers guy.
Okay. So it remains to be seen as far as, you know, as far as who takes this series. And I think game 5 is, I won't even say tomorrow night. Is it tomorrow night?
It's in 3 days. They're literally getting 3 days.
They should.
So when's the next game? Sunday?
Sunday.
Good Lord. You bunch of fairies, man. I swear to God. Who needs all this break?
No, man.
Come on.
Let them get a break. This season's been rough. The NBA postseason.
So this will make a LeBron happy because he's like,
you got these guys that have been playing for a long time. The only thing that I'll say is that the Team USA could really use Booker.
You know, are they getting him? Are they?
Yeah.
All right. So they're not at full strength yet. But Jesus Christ, like they did right the ship the other day. They got like a 28-point win over Argentina.
Did you see the meme? Was it you who posted the meme?
I don't post memes about basketball. No,
it was Kevin Durant in an Australia jersey after losing. This is Kevin Durant after losing to Australia.
He joins every team that beats him. It's amazing. Those are great. You know, you did mention corners before, and I'd be remiss to totally not bring this up. You know who won't be playing corner this year? Richard Sherman won't be playing corner this year. My God, bro. And look, the Cowboys were linked to Sherman a little bit, considering Dan Quinn, the Legion of Boom. Let's bring in some veteran
Sherman's
presence.
Like high up in the Players Association, too.
Seriously, bro. Like, and I didn't dive in. Domestic violence is a shitty thing.
It was a family member's house. He was hammered, mad, trying to break in.
But you know what, though?
It wasn't a burglary, per se. He was just trying to break in the house. To cause a ruckus.
But does he own the house?
But I'm pretty sure he got into a fight with a cop outside, which is what
sucks.
That'll
man.
Fuck you.
That sucks. Yeah. So now his career is in limbo.
This is all allegedly, because obviously we're getting this from Adam Schefter. That's literally the tweet that I read was Adam Schefter.
Oh, so Jesus Christ. I'm surprised you're even reading him at all.
He didn't do anything wrong at all.
Right? Can you imagine? Like, Richard Sherman caught walking his dog.
Believe me when I tell you, I didn't read Adam Schefter's tweet. I read what Jim Slobin posted in fucking Chop Sports that Adam Schefter tweeted.
So, Richard Sherman's in some deep shit. And it sucks because at his point of his career, there was linkage with other teams to come on, sign on as a late camp addition because he's a veteran. He's lost a step. We get it, but there's some moxie there with him, and I think that the Cowboys were a perfect fit.
He's a perfect candidate, or he would have been the perfect candidate to shift over to safety the way Charles Woodson did late in his career to extend it, get that a little bit of an extendo because you can't really man up with people. He never really could.
Right.
So
I mean,
Sherman was a different type of corner. He wasn't a man coverage guy.
Well, I mean, Sherman is best known for his interview with Aaron Andrews after the NFC Championship game when he just destroyed Michael Crabtree in interview form. I won't say that he like locked him down all game, but
he did.
But. He did. I know. Speaking, not that this is like a segue to more domestic violence, but I read something on the way in. There is another case.
Dave reads and drives, by the way.
Yes, I do. Well, there's red lights, bro. There's red lights, and I got to get work done in red lights, and sometimes these things pop up. There is another domestic violence case going on in the NFL right now. It's just not in the way that you would normally read about it.
Oh, Dwayne Haskins got punched
in the face by his wife, and now his wife is in trouble for domestic violence. Can this guy, did he not? Oh,
well, shout out to Dwayne Haskins for not turning the tables and beating her up as a result of it,
because yeah.
that wasn't the issue. And when I read that, I'm like, okay, you know, maybe he's just talking crazy. Maybe he did something. He got caught, you know, with a hooker or something.
Something, right.
But either way, he didn't flip his switch and beat her ass back, which is a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Got to tip your hat. He was
in the right mindset to not fight back, because you know how this would get twisted immediately. Like Dwayne Haskins beats the shit out of his wife because of a domestic dispute. You know, they wouldn't even say like, oh, he punched her first. You know what I mean? Like
he was probably just way too lazy to do it. Because that's he was like, oh, I'm good.
Jesus Christ. Well, at least his career is not in flux. He'll be in Pittsburgh as a backup to Ben Roethlisberger and Duck Hodges and Mason, whatever the hell his name is. So I don't know where he fits in that scheme, but it is what it is. But that's your football talk for today, because that's the happenings when training camp is still about a week and a half away. You know, certain players got to be – this is exactly what I was talking about. I think earlier this week or maybe last week when I said that these players, they take their vacations now because they're about to grind and rise and really start – having to hit the field, including all of our CHOP athletes, you know? So that's why I'm glad we're getting a lot of this out the way, because once these guys start to grind, they're going to be zeroed in. So it's up to the NFL players to do the right thing when they're going on these family vacations or whatever, you know, just behave, man, and you'll get on the field and you'll be fine. So that's that. You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Janine right now. I will say that I am excited. I'm not sure if you got enough of a baseball break, Gooch, but the Yankees are back tonight as they start their series against Boston in the Bronx. They have not fared well, obviously, against the Red Sox.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go, too. We had our break. We're good. We're fine. Here comes the second half of the season. Proverbial second half. It's not technically by the numbers second half. And that's why AJ is going to the Bronx, because it's his birthday gift on the start of the second half. Now, as of right now, this morning, I will say I'll check the schedule again because it's right here. Yeah, the Yankees are still undecided as to who they're pitching against Eduardo Rodriguez. Why? Like, what is the holdup? Cole hasn't pitched since last Saturday at our launch party.
It's Cole.
I don't know. If it was Cole, I think it would have been Cole already and announced that it's Cole. Like, this is a little bit like gamesmanship.
If it's not Cole and it's not gamesmanship, then I'm worried that Cole might have an issue that they just haven't disclosed. Honestly.
But he was at the All-Star game, didn't he?
That's my point. Did he get hurt in the All-Star game?
I don't think
so. Did he pitch?
I don't even know if he pitched, to be honest. I mean, that's bad on my part, but I truly don't know. But for the Yankees not to disclose, I don't think he pitched. I'm being bluntly honest, because I remember I was listening to Boomer and Gio on the way in, and they said he hasn't pitched since last Saturday. So that's 6 days rest, bro.
It's
six.
Cold. It's got to be cold. If it's not cold, then the Yankees need to fire Boone tomorrow.
They got to get off to the right start. They have to take this game in Boston tonight. Tonight in specific. The series, yes, you want to take the series. Tomorrow is also undecided. So
Cole hasn't pitched since that moment.
Yeah.
It's got to be fucking Cole. Well, you're gonna, bro.
What are they saving him for?
That's my point. He wouldn't even come out of the game, and now he's going to just be told, like, you're not starting on 6 days rest.
The argument could be made that there was 126 pitches. That's really the only argument
I can
say. My
argument is that he hasn't pitched since Saturday. He's had plenty of rest. It's an extra day.
Right.
This is what Major League Baseball is about. I don't care. If you couldn't pitch in your next turn in the rotation because you had 126 pitches, then you shouldn't have fucking thrown 126 pitches.
That's correct. Maybe they did that because the All-Star break was coming and they figured, what the hell?
If you threw 110, then he would have been good.
No. I'm just.
I know. I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm not hearing none of that.
Right. Miss me with that.
Miss me with that shit. Boone, it better be Gerrit Cole today.
Apparently, there
big game.
There are rumors right now, as I open the phone up, that I'm looking for some truth to it, and I'm not seeing anything yet, but there's a chance that the Yankees are bringing up two infielders in Park and Ambergay. So they're both middle infielders. They're both ripping the cover off the ball in Trenton, triple A ball. So they're ready to rock. I think Ambergay missed a little time because of injury, but if not for that missed time, both of these guys are leading.
Tyler Wade goes down.
I don't know who they're sending down.
It has to be Wade.
The rosters don't expand now, not until September, right? Yeah. So I don't. Then the send downs are probably going to be, Tyler Wade and I don't know who else. Maybe a reliever or something. I'm not sure.
They might have some injury situation. Andujar is still not. Is Andujar on the IL? If he's not, they're going to put him there.
So like jacked. A retroactive type deal. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But looking at the stats for the New York Yankees heading into the second half, Aaron Judge leads in homers, RBIs, on-base percentage, average. So Judge has been the guy. Do you think that's sustainable for him for the second half of the season with Judge?
Yes. He's by far their best player right now.
21 homers.
I gave Judge shit a little bit ago, and now I got to eat my words because Aaron Judge has been producing. He's been about the only guy that I could say has been consistent on the Yankee lineup. Hats off to Aaron Judge. And he's legit, we'll say.
DJ LeMahieu leads the team in hits. He's got 92 hits in the first half of the season. He needs to play a little better second half.
I think that's going to be the difference maker for us. If we do turn things around, it's going to be LeMahieu.
Yeah, because you almost find yourself hard-pressed to believe that this is the kind of season he's having. You know what I mean? You're looking at him like, wait a minute, DJ LeMahieu's batting what? You know what I mean? Like, he's not leading the team in batting as far as average is concerned. Like, it's almost kind of a foreign thing or at least, puzzling to Yankee fans. Now, with the pitching rotation the way it is, we'll get into Scoop Espo's second half predictions in a second because we want to not tear it up. We want to compare. He's one of our bloggers. Go check it out, chopsportsmedia.com. On the blogs, Scoop dropped some fire today at 9:00 in the morning with his overall predictions for the second half. As constructed right now, when you're looking at the New York Yankees and them being behind Tampa Bay, Toronto, or actually tied with Toronto, they're down 8 games in the division. Within the wild card, it's a little different story. When you look at the wild card, the Yankees are 4.5 out going in. With the pitching rotation the way it is right now, Gooch, do you find that they're going to be in the hunt the rest of the way, or do they need to do something, add an arm, get somebody back, something? What do they got to do?
All of the above. They're going to be in the hunt the rest of the way. They still need to do something, and they need to get somebody back in addition to that.
Adding another arm at the deadline.
Because you can't assume that the guys that are good to go right now are going to remain good to go all year. As long as Cole is at the top, and maybe we could get somebody else that could, whether it be a Severino or a Kluber, which I'm not, like I've said in the past, I don't bank on any of those two. If they come back, it's a bonus, but we can't count on a guy that's coming back off of a serious injury the way Severino is, and Kluber has pitched like 11 starts in his last 3 seasons, I think, at this point. So,
yeah, I mean, looking at the standings for the pitchers, at least, Gerrit Cole being the only actual starting pitcher with an above 500 record, he's coming into the second half of the season 9-4, 114 innings pitched. He's got a 2.68 ERA, so he's definitely pitching Gerrit Cole like. He's 9-4. If you give him that same second half, he's going to be close to 20 wins. Going to be close, so we'll see. But guys like Jordan Montgomery, Jameson Taillon, Domingo Germán, those guys got to pick it up because they can't. I can't look at the standings and say like, oh, Jordan Montgomery's 3-4. You know what I mean? Like, that can't happen. And you're looking at Domingo Germán. A lot of promise heading into the season. We said it in the beginning when the season started, like, you better pitch your ass off or there's going to be a lot of critiques based off your offseason bullshit. You know what I mean? Or when you were suspended, he's 4-5. So, like, these guys have to start lighting it up off the mound. And it starts tonight. So, again, no announcement as of right now as we record. It's 11:15 in the morning. There's no announcement for the Yankee starter. I think Gooch, and I'm with you, needs to be Cole. They need to start the second half of the season off well, and that's the way to do it. You put your ace on the hill against the best team in the American League, you know? So we'll see.
I just get a text from Joe Mattery saying, I'm back.
I don't care.
Well, that's fucking
that's
nice.
That's cool.
I'm not.
Good for you,
now I'm
Joe.
Gone.
Jesus Christ. Don't meet your heroes.
See you never, bro.
So Scoop Espo puts out his phenomenal blog. The guy, he puts time in, and I respect that a lot. You know who doesn't put time in? The Fog. Please, for the love of God, if you're listening, edit your shit because I don't want to edit it again. Okay? Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. From your journalism major, journalism degree, I'm not going to say boss, but the guy who's running the damn website, you know, please, for the love of God, just know the difference between where and where. You know what I mean? Like, it's not hard, I promise you. And you've written before, and that's the reason why I said.
You just said the same word twice.
Where and where?
Where and where.
Where and where.
Yeah, learn the difference between where and were.
Right. Okay. So anyway, sorry. Wow, see, look, you got at least I'm putting my ass in check from Gooch. But look, I've read his stuff, and that's why I said we got to get this guy to write for us because he puts out good quality shit. I don't know if he like rushed this. I don't know if he was drunk. I don't know. But he is an Eagles fan, so I will give him a little bit of a caveat that those kids are just a little, you know, like coolest guy on the short bus, you know, whatever. But it is what it is. Fog, good stuff. That'll drop, actually. I think it probably dropped already. I think I scheduled it for 10 o'clock.
Yeah, he texted me. He's like, what, my blog didn't make the cut? And I said, bro, it's scheduled. Don't text me about shit like this anymore.
Oh, my God.
No, anyway. I actually didn't say that. I just let him know it was scheduled.
All right, cool. and scheduled and doesn't even look like his blog anymore because I had to fucking go in and edit it.
Well, that's
there.
That's your
He's going to be like, dude, I definitely cursed at the end of your blog. Why isn't it there? I'm like, because I don't think it needed it. You know, like,
well, Dave, you're not going to edit my blogs then because I'm going to curse.
Well, sometimes I think that, like, all right, if you curse throughout, it makes sense because that's your verbiage. If you curse at the end, you're like, this has no business being here.
It'll be with tact, you know.
Right.
People that know me know who I am. And if they don't know me, then oh, well.
Yeah, whatever. You know. I'm not worried about it. Anyway, good blog by Fog, as that rhymes. But the blog that I'm talking about is the second half predictions blog out of Scoop Espo, which, by the way, something about Mary reference. Amazing. Amazing. And their Castellanos announcement, too. That's also in there from whatever that guy's name is. I forget his name. But anyway, so he's got his awards. He's got his division winners. Where do you want to start, Gooch? You want to start with the awards?
Yeah, I'm going to start right off the rip.
He's wrong, right?
Yeah, he's wrong. Tatis Jr., as great of a season as he's having.
As predicted by Scoop, Tatis Jr. is supposed to win the NL MVP.
It's going to be DeGrom.
Okay. DeGrom's going to be a multi-champ? He's going to win both, right?
If you look at the pitchers in history that have won the MVP... there's been a few of recent, and his numbers absolutely shit on their numbers.
Yeah, so it's almost a
foregone conclusion. There's a lot of baseball to be played, but at this rate, DeGrom, he doesn't look like he's slowing down, and he's batting 1,000 still. So,
all right, Showtime, Shohei Ohtani winning the MVP in the AL, according to Scoop. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, because it's a foregone conclusion. He's got 33 home runs.
Clearly, DeGrom in the NL, and I don't know about Rodon. That's one where honestly I can't even really divulge into because I don't know enough about the rest of the pitchers in the AL. Admittedly,
well, not for nothing. I mean, if Gerrit Cole has another. If you have a second half similar to his first, Gerrit Cole can wind up with like 18, 19 wins and ERA, if he keeps it around 2.5 or less, why can't Gerrit Cole be in the conversation?
The Yankees need to start hitting for Cole and he needs to get a ton of wins in the second half, rattle off like 10 in a row. Then we could talk about Cole. But right now, I'm sure that there's guys that are kind of lighting it up a little more than him. Rodon is one of my favorite players just based on the tacky shit comments that he made. He's on my hall of awesomeness list.
Yeah, he's definitely he's definitely in that regard. I do like him. NL Rookie of the Year, Ian Anderson. Is that a possibility to stay the way? Stay the course. Right.
And I think Yermín Mercedes got sent down recently, so I don't know if he's even possible to win the AL.
I mean, maybe he thinks he's going to have this sensational second half. But Yermín, isn't that the frog or the turtle?
It's the guy that belted a 3-0 homer up 16 runs and then talked shit.
Like Jorge said. Yeah. Or Carlos, whatever his name is.
And then he talked shit. Since then, he's been batting like 157. So I don't know, man.
All right. So he's got to turn it up. So those are the awards that he predicted. He predicted Tatis and Ohtani for their respective MVPs, Jacob DeGrom and Rodon for their Cy Youngs, Rookie of the Year, Ian Anderson, and then Mercedes over in the AL. So go critique it. Go leave a comment. Go, you know, post it in Chop Sports and see if you want to bring the smoke and go against him. Now, I will go to his division winners and wild cards. Now, there is one thing that just jumps off the charts to me. So I'll just start with the AL. He's got the Rays winning the division. He doesn't have records or anything like that, so he's just picking teams right now. The Rays went into the East. The White Sox to remain on top of the Central, which, again, they're up 8 games. As long as they just kind of cruise control, they should win that division handily. The Oakland Athletics to win the West, which is, that's a dogfight right now between them and the four, you know, not mentioned, and I'll mention them in a second. The wild cards, he's got the Red Sox, and he's got the Yankees making the playoffs. No mention of the Astros. Now, do you think that's a little just him being a Yankee fan and not wanting to put the Astros in the playoffs, or do you think that there are literally going to be 3 teams from the AL East to make the postseason this year?
I think that what's going to have to happen is there's only going to be 2 teams, because I do think Oakland and the Astros are both
You're putting the Astros in the playoffs.
Yeah, they both strike me as teams historically that play really well in the second half. Specifically Oakland, they always turn it up late. Mm-hmm. And even teams like Minnesota usually turns it up late. They're just somehow or some way they get good. But now Minnesota's so far behind now that it's not possible for them. Oakland's playing themselves in a good position. The Astros, we know what they're about. They're a really good team. I honestly think that Tampa Bay is going to collapse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, you also said in the beginning of the year that Boston wasn't a stay-hard team.
I don't think that they are, personally, but I really think their manager is really good and gets them to play hard every single day, and it hides some of their deficiencies. You got Eovaldi starting to look like a fucking
ace. I wrote that down. When they said, like, oh, a second half of his career reassert, I'm like, mother, like, we had him. Yeah, he was ours, you know, like, and we just let him walk out the door. He's looking like an
ace right now, and their lineup is really good, and like I said, their manager. I don't want to predict the Red Sox to win anything, let alone the AL East over the Yankees, but with an 8-game lead, you need to see it. It's like hard to make a prediction. I could sit here and say, oh, the Yankees are going to win that division or even make the playoffs, but that's a fan talking right now, and I'm obligated to be real with the people. Yankees are going to have their work cut out for them to make the postseason this year. As I look at the teams ahead of them, the team that I think has the worst chance of staying good is Tampa Bay. They had a real bad stretch, and they kind of turned the corner a little bit of late where they're 6-4 in their last 10. But before that, they went on a little skid, definitely.
Tampa Bay is 6-4 in their last 10.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the rosters of these teams, and I think Tampa Bay has the least chance to you know, maintain that level of play. But it's either way, it's going to take the Yankees
to have a complete resurgence. Yeah, they have to really bring it for them to jump three teams.
I'll say that Boston's probably going to win that division.
Yeah, it sucks, but it is what it is.
I'll say Chicago White Sox probably hold off and win that division.
They're winners of 5 straight going into the break, so they're staying hot.
I think Houston will win their division, if not Oakland, but the other team will be a wild card, and then it's going to come down to the Yankees and the Rays.
Yeah, well, yeah. As long as you have a wild card coming out of the West,
and then you got teams like Toronto that are right there.
Toronto's tied with the Yankees right now.
There's a few other teams. I'm not sure.
Cleveland,
right there.
They're 3 games above.
Another good second half team, but I feel like that roster has been turned over so much that
Seattle. Let's not count them out.
No, I'm going to count them out.
Okay, count them out. So we'll go over to the NL. So that's where the playoffs teams will go into the.
It actually sucks for Seattle to be as good as they are right now, because they're probably not going to sell at the deadline when they should.
Yeah, they're 5 games over 500. Yeah,
you can't sell it to your fan base, but yeah. I just don't believe in them long term.
All right, so we'll talk about his playoff predictions in the AL in a second. We'll cover the NL right now. In the East, he's got the Mets holding on. The Mets are 3.5
Let's go Nats, baby.
It's 3.5 up. Nats. I think are 6 games.
The Nats have a
chance. Every single team in the NL is in striking distance. The Marlins are 9 games out.
I think the Marlins have the best pitching in baseball.
AJ's so like, far off. No,
it's not a bad take on it.
Listen, the Marlins have themselves a decent squad, and I know it sounds ridiculous. They're 11 games under 500, but that's only 9 games out of first place. The Yankees are 3 games over 500 and 8 games behind. So that gives you a range of where these divisions are sitting. So he's got the Mets. Scoop's got the Mets. He's also got the Brewers hanging on when they're up right now 4 games on Cincinnati. And then looking over at the West, he's got the Dodgers coming out of that division, who are right now 2 games behind the Giants. As far as his wild cards, he's got Nando and the Padres making a wild card run and the San Francisco Giants. So much like the AL East, he has 3 teams coming out of the NL West. Do you agree that the Mets will hold on in that division where, again, everybody seems to be in striking distance?
I think that if the Mets could land Chris Bryant,
which is rumored. Yes.
If somebody in the NL is probably going to get Chris Bryant. I don't think that anybody in the AL Cubs? Is in the market for. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The sure. Mets need a little bit of an upgrade, but I think that the Mets are in the market and they're making calls. They're trying to upgrade their lineup. I think that's what it's going to take, because if it's not them, then it's probably going to go to a competitor of them.
Mm.
And I know that San Diego's on the market for Trevor Story.
So was the Yankees.
So are the. Maybe I read that wrong. Maybe it's not Trevor Story, but
no, the Yankees are in the market for Story too.
San Diego is in the market for Story. I know that the Yankees.
Martin, how's
he
going to play?
The Yankees and the Padres are in the market for the same player, but I think it was
the other guy. Gallo.
Gallo.
Yeah, we announced him yesterday.
Correct. So I know that it's going to matter. It's going to come down to which of these teams make this necessary improvements, because the NL is stacked right now in the NL West. All three of those teams are going to be postseason teams. It's just a matter of where they're going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that the Dodgers, everybody wants to say Dodgers because they clearly have the best roster in baseball right now. But you got to go out there and play the games. And the Giants, something about that Giants team, man, they just keep winning baseball
games.
What
a division, by the way. The NL West, my God.
I would love to see the Dodgers play San Diego in a wild card game. I would absolutely love that. I'm rooting for the Padres to win that division.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I would just like one. It's like you get a game seven right away.
Right.
And I feel like if you could win that game, it's almost catapulting you with that energy that you might need to go the distance. The Yankees haven't actually been able to go the distance, but I've seen them in that game, and it brings
And they
the
always,
together.
By the way, they always trail that game.
Yeah.
And you always feel like the world is about to collapse around you, and then somebody like, Didi Gregorius hits a master home run. So he's got, like I said, the NL West, very interesting. Let's keep our eyes on that as the year goes on. But now he takes the playoff teams and he predicts AL and NL champion. In the World Series, he has the Chicago White Sox winning the AL pennant against a wild card team in the San Diego Padres. And then he has the White Sox winning the World Series. Now, I could see it from over here. I could see it from over here, and it's making me nuts. It's good old Joe. But anyway, do you find that the wild card team, just like you just said, if they're in a game seven situation in that wild card game and that puts them up, that might be the theory behind Scoop's pick, that not only will the wild card team win their wild card game, but they're going to make a run, and they can run it all the way to the World Series. That's fantastic. You know what I mean? Like that makes a lot of sense. Do you agree with the White Sox having the ability to go make that run and win the World Series in 2021?
No, the Yankees are winning the World Series this year. Well, we've already discussed this preseason. I'm not going to change my pick. It's the Yankees.
So the Yankees are...
The Yankees got to do a lot.
Yeah, they have to do
a lot.
But
I'm not going to fucking pick another team to win the World Series. I don't give a shit.
Fine. That's fine. That's justifiable.
I've been keeping it real this whole podcast. But, and as I'm sitting here, I'm like, I can't pick the Red Sox in this. And then the Yankees are winning the World Series. Shoot me. I don't care. All right? I don't care. If they
gun to your head, who wins the World Series? Which MLB team wins the World Series if it's not the Yankees? We'll go with
the Padres.
The Padres. Okay. And that's the team I'm pulling for. You know what?
And that's also my heart talking. I want Nando to get it.
All right. You're going to hate me when you hear me say this, but if it ain't the Yankees, it better be the Mets. That's all I'm saying. For my family, my friends, my rooting interest of people that are around me, close to me, I hope the Mets win the World Series if the Yankees aren't there.
I hope the Mets miss the playoffs by a little bit.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. But that's totally cool, too.
But so, I'm not rooting against them, per se.
They're a fun team. They're scrappy. We'll see. DeGrom is just lights out. Unbelievable. And hopefully he can carry this team to the World Series. So, with that, we have to recap what we got going on as far as podcasts are concerned. Today, I'm Your Football Team dropped. Very funny episode. I got about 10 minutes left on that one. Also, Till Mets Do Us Part has dropped today. A big, big, big predictions over there as well for the MLB, for their beloved Mets. That's John Sapanero, Matt Ibanez. I'm Your Football Team is hosted by Keith Ernst. And, of course, tomorrow, the goddamn Jets are back. Max Antonucci, John Sapanero, no Kim Cantoni. She'll be back next week. And matter of fact, they're all coming in here next Wednesday. So they're all actually going to be, for the first time ever, I think, in studio, not just with us. As long as they've been together, I don't think they've ever had an in-person thing. Well, I could be wrong.
I've been looking at my fucking sandwich that I opened and took one bite of before the show.
Yeah, well, I didn't eat anything. I did my own little protein shake. By the way, shout out to me for coming up with this concoction. Ready for this? It's a chocolate protein, right?
You sound like you're from Boston when you said that. Concoction.
Concoction. Concoction.
Better.
Concoction?
Concoction.
Okay, fine. Concoction. This concoction, ready for this? Ready for the taste of what I came up with? Chocolate protein. I think it's like milk chocolate protein, whatever. Some crap that I got from whatever. And then I add like this like super greens, but they're berry flavored. You mix them together. They taste like a cherry Tootsie Pop. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So that's what I'm consuming right now. And then I'll eat like a savage beast later on when I got to carb up for softball. But wish us luck in the softball. We are in the second round. If for whatever reason we win tonight, the Chop Sports softball team will be in the championship in their first year together. Doesn't happen all the time. It's a Cinderella story. Tune in later for updates. But anyway, for that, we'll be back tomorrow with another loaded Feel Good Friday for Sturch and Gooch. And of course, AJ, whose birthday is today. His face is literally buried into his laptop right now, making all these promos for us. You're the man, AJ. Thank you for all your help. This has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay, so not to correct you again, but it's RBI, not RBIs.
Runs batted in. Run. So RBIs would be runs batted ins.
Correct.
That makes no sense.